For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
CJ gets the snap. CJ fires over the middle, and he's got his man across the 10-5, cutting inside. Dell breaks the tackle. Touchdown, Houston. Tank Dell with the TD catch and run off the arm of CJ Stroud.
Pena drills one. High and deep to left field. The kid from Rhode Island just puts one out of the stadium at Fenway. And the Astros have double figures. It's 10-0.
Hanging slider, and JP3 goes yard.
Yeah, man. It was a hell of a weekend here in Houston. That was nice. Here in Houston and in Boston on behalf of Houston. Yeah, it was a great weekend.
It was a lot of hospitality by an otherwise grumpy area of the country.
It's very nice of them. They accommodated the Astros very well, allowing them to score 23 runs over three games. That was really good, man. Good weekend. Hope you all had a great weekend. It's great to be with you here on a Monday, a reaction Monday, we'll call it today, because we do have a lot to react to. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne. How are you, my friend? How was your week? Was your weekend as good as the Astros and the Texans?
It was
weekend?
Good. I honestly got a little overwhelmed this weekend because there was football everywhere. And I was, you know, trying to digest the all 22 of the Texans while also taking in the first quarter or just the first couple series of a lot of these preseason games. And it was nice. It was nice to have everything back.
It was fun, man. It was fun.
Also kudos to the Yankees, who right now we're not trying to win the league or anything. The Yankees knocked off the Rangers several times.
Yeah, that was good. Several times.
It was so the Northeast was good to the Astros this week.
Big time. Yep, they're in Florida to take on Tampa for a few games. We'll get to them. Texans Steelers on Friday. You heard that Tank Dell touchdown coming in. There's a lot to get to unpack from that game. There was a night practice last night. A lot of friendly faces back at that one. Laremy Tunsil back in uniform. Joe Mixon back. Christian Harris was back for a little while. Yeah, for a little
and
bit.
And then he walked off with the assistance of a trainer.
And he wasn't.
I'm trying not to panic about Christian Harris, but I'm panicking a little bit. There's a little bit of pee in my underwear right now, Sean. I pee about 3 milliliters an hour, just kind of just nervous about Christian Harris.
Okay, yeah. That was a lot of detail. Let's dig into the game. 20-12, the Texans beat the Steelers on Friday night. Here was D'Amico Ryans after the game. The big thing that got people excited is what you heard bumping in here. Great to see Tank Dell get into the end zone. Great to see C.J. Stroud throw him a touchdown pass. Here was D'Amico Ryans on what we saw from the first team.
I think both of our units went out and made plays. Offensively, we were efficient. Loved the C.J., the Tank, that connection, making a big play for us. Tank getting in the end zone. Happy to just see him back. You know, we lost Tank last year to the injury, and you see why we missed him. Right, he's a big play threat every time he's on the field, so I was excited to see that connection make a big play for us. And defensively, seeing Daniil step up and get after the quarterback is why we got him here, right, to get after the quarterback. And that's what he showed in his limited snaps. But he did a really great job of doing, getting after the quarterback, being disruptive up front. Like, that's what we expected. So excited to see what Daniil did as well.
Okay, so the two freaks of nature on the team, the guys who are most physically freaks of nature, And who are at opposite ends of the spectrum, Tank Dell and Danielle Hunter. You know, it's kind of like a prize poodle and a prize Great Dane. You're like, wow, they're both so impressive, but just in much different ways. It doesn't look humanly possible that they're even the same species. What the hell is this? So those are the two guys that I think really jumped out. The best part about Danielle Hunter is this. I think on that screen, which ended up, you know, being kind of a nice play for the Bears, it's a screen where the offensive line is kind of trying to let the defensive line win, but you can't let them win too
Not
well.
Not that fast.
Yeah. And because he's got such a big radius,
yeah.
He almost really screwed up Justin Fields' day on that because he just encompasses so much volume in space that was really cool. And then at Danielle Hunter's sack, likewise, that was, I mean, he just ran the hoop, you know? That poor number 74 for the Steelers just, it was left in that zone of like, what am I going to do here? I can't block you right on a screen.
It's crazy.
I can't block you right properly. And Danielle Hunter was just a machine out there. The other thing, Tank Dell, that was beautiful, and I think a little bit of an offshoot of what happens when you have so many receiving threats on the field is that some guys in coverage, their minds turn to mush, and they start looking at like, oh, what's my threat underneath? Oh, but, oh gosh, there goes Tank Dell behind me.
Yeah,
their ability to carve up zone is going to be interesting this year. It's not. I mean, there's still some issues on the offensive line. There's big issues in the run game. They have yet to really run the ball well in the first quarter. And how much of that is Damian Pierce? How much of that is the offensive line? It's a lot bit of both, I think. So, but as far as Tank Dell, Tank Dell on the punt return. You and I haven't talked about this yet. Tank Dell had a really nice punt return. Then at the end, former Houston Texans player, and I'm guessing former Australian after this, because I don't think they'll allow him back in Australia.
Right.
Like, you're representing your country by hitting Tank Dell out of bounds.
Tank Dell, great American, out of bounds.
That's your big, like, I'm a tough guy. I used to play Aussie rules football.
Yep.
I don't know, man. I feel like in Aussie rules football, they might take you out and dunk you in a river.
Frown upon that.
After something like that.
Yep.
Yeah. Just a dirty hit on a tiny guy out of bounds. But it did raise the question, all right, dude, how do we feel about Tank Dell returning punts?
I've got a feeling on that. Look, I was advocating for Tank Dell returning kicks in this new kickoff world that we live in, which, by the way, still sucks. This new kickoff sucks. I don't like it at all.
I felt better about it after this weekend.
Did you? I'm just not a fan.
I felt like there were better moments.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. But to answer your question, do you remember back in 2016 when the Texans would use Will Fuller as like a break glass in case of emergency punt returner? Like at certain times, and he won a game for them early in his rookie year against the Titans with a punt return. I could see them doing that with Tank, where like maybe not in the first or second quarter, but if it's the third quarter, fourth quarter, they're down seven, other teams punting to them. You know, Tank's clearly got a different gear than other people everything football-wise.
Yeah.
So I could see them using him like that, and I wouldn't mind it. That was really cool to see. I would anticipate that not as many teams are going to be as stupid as the Steelers and drill him out of bounds during a real game like they did.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, and yet it does happen, you know. That's always the thing with Tank. It's that, all right, and on goal line there when he breaks his leg, it's not going to happen every time, but when it does happen, he's...
Do you like it?
I like it, I like it. I think, honestly, you put the ball in the hands of your playmakers as much as possible.
Dude, yeah.
And there's... You know, they're going to – I'm not worried at all about, like, how do guys get their touches, but there's a lot of athletic ability out there.
Yeah.
Now, Tank Dell on his touchdown – I didn't even talk about that. Yeah. Tank Dell on his touchdown, that's the moment there where, look, the offense wasn't looking all that hot, kind of disjointed, but at any given moment, you're going to have moments like that. And CJ was able to hit Tank Dell – in stride, on time, didn't need brilliant pass protection. He just needed the play to play out the way they wanted the play to play out. That was really nice to see. And then if you add to that the fact that, you know, Cade Stover's receptions. You watch Cade run. He doesn't have like a George Kittle level of athleticism. But as long as he knows where to go and as long as he's running his routes well, the Cade Stover and Dalton Schultz are going to be outlets on this when – teams are worried about all that other receiving talent.
Yeah, dude, Cade There was a practice, an evening practice last night, as we mentioned a little earlier in the open here. Cade was getting snaps with the ones, and he was piecing last night, man.
Yeah.
Got behind the defense on a play for a long touchdown, had a crosser over the middle where he, like DeAndre Hopkins style, just snared it, plucked it out. I mean, Cade Stover's going to get a lot more snaps in your garden variety fourth-round pick with this team.
I think I've seen progress with his blocking. He's still got some issues. I mean, and part of it is, you know, everything that Damian Pierce has talked about with how hard this offense is because it's such a big playbook. And there's so many checks before the snap at the line of scrimmage that you got to figure out. So they've got Cade back there playing fullback at times, you know, H-back, tight end, all those things. You can see the hesitancy at times, but on the plays where he knows what he's doing for sure, I think he's doing some good things.
Yeah.
It's just all that mental stuff that you got to clean up, and that'll be a year-long process.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get to the Astros in the next segment because they deserve a little more than the couple minutes we have left here. What did you think of the defense on Friday?
I thought the should have been a touchdown by Kyle Allen. That was obvious mental error, miscommunication.
Like the Three Stooges. Three guys ran into each other.
Well, two guys jumped out. I was wondering. I was getting all ready to explain that on the goal line, there's no such thing as an illegal pick, that it's all... Hey, rub routes are legal right on the goal line. Those wide receivers can pretty much do whatever they want. And then you go back and watch it, and you're like, oh, they didn't even have to do it. This was just two defensive backs pouncing on the outside receiver when one of them, they were either supposed to switch or stay man the whole way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if the starters had made that mistake, I'd be really, really nervous. But I can excuse that because otherwise it was a good play in terms of putting some heat on the quarterback.
Yeah. There are a lot of chunk plays, it felt like, for the Steelers. What did you think? The Steeler people were really excited about Justin Fields, and I guess the numbers look good. What did you think?
I don't know if I sent you that one article that said that Justin Fields showed that he had what it took. I thought it was exactly what Justin Fields has always been since he's gotten to the NFL, is yes, he can make the really nice plays and throws. It's not just I think every time Justin Fields makes a nice throw, people are like, there you go. He's the guy. I'm like, no, it's a matter of how consistently you do it.
Yep.
And I can't excuse the fumbled snaps. You know, there's a guy that has struggled whenever they've asked him to operate like an NFL quarterback and play under center and do all those other things. Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator up there, it loves the play action, is going to need the quarterback under center. I think Russell Wilson won the starting job just by the bobbled snaps alone. That was it was some ugly stuff he put out there.
Wow. So you think just by not being out there, Russell Wilson that Friday was good for him, huh?
He's not gonna be the source of four turnovers in a game as often as Justin Fields.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. But I don't think anybody in Pittsburgh should get excited about either of their quarterbacks.
No.
I thought it was a good debut for Davis Mills I just kept thinking, like, man, you probably wouldn't have to. Maybe I don't know if the Texans would have relinquished Davis Mills, but he's clearly worth more in a trade right now than Justin Fields' conditional seventh or sixth round pick or whatever they gave up for him.
Yep. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We're off and running. A reaction Monday. Texans win on Friday against the Steelers. We got a lot to get into from that game. Practice last night. We'll do a sort of a stock up, stock down on the Texans at 7 o'clock. Got a lot of acknowledgments at 7:20 on the show today, but let's dig into the Astros next. Good weekend. Great weekend for the Astros. There's a trend with the Astros that has me feeling very confident if they do indeed make the postseason, and we will get to that coming up next.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.